Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trouble with the Snap podcast on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to break down the Michigan 44-10 victory over Michigan State. Shea Patterson, 384 yards passing, which is a single game record against Michigan State, breaking Tom Brady's record, also four touchdowns, 24 of 33. Shea Patterson was outstanding yesterday, and obviously Shea Patterson has gotten quite a bit of naysayers this season. Some of it's rightfully so, considering how they started off the season. A lot of turnovers, just bad football. But Shea Patterson was great. The wide receivers were fantastic yesterday. And pretty much second quarter on, Michigan on offense was unstoppable. They just were. I thought Josh Gattis had an outstanding game plan. And Michigan did everything that they needed to do in that game, and everything seemed to work. I think you can give a lot of that credit still to Michigan State. Michigan State has had struggles in the secondary, and I think Michigan exploited that. But you still have to play well. I mean, you can blame Michigan State all you want. In the end, Michigan was just better, and they played well. Ronnie Bell was fantastic. Peoples-Jones was fantastic. Tariq Black, Nico Collins, Nick Eubanks, Mike Sainer still, Giles Jackson. The list is very long. This passing attack is something that Michigan fans have wanted to see. It's something that a lot of people have touched on earlier before the season started with speed and space, Josh Gattis, all the exciting talk. And on one Saturday, it kind of came together. Michigan's defense obviously held down Michigan State. Thought the first quarter, Michigan State had a really good game plan. Tyler and I had talked about, they're going to have to use Lewerke with his legs. They did on a critical fourth down in the first quarter. He found Cody White over the middle with a big pass play. They get down to the one-yard line. And the famous long I formation, Michigan State goes play action, gets a touchdown to the fullback. And it looked very similar to what we've seen in the past. I mean, Michigan State's had a lot of success under Mark D'Antonio in this series. I mean, that cannot be unnoted. And the first quarter looked a lot like what we've seen in this rivalry game. Michigan State coming out with a good plan. Michigan State playing very well on defense. And everything just changed. You look at the game, and you look at it in a full spectrum here. And really, Michigan, coming into the game, I think we kind of knew they were better. Michigan State had a lot of injuries. We expected probably Michigan to win. But another side of you was saying, Michigan State plays well in this game. Michigan State has had big moments in this game. Under Mark D'Antonio, he's 8-4 against Michigan. You had this feeling that for some reason inside of you, Michigan State could win this game. But you found out real quick once the second quarter was happening and Michigan was getting whatever they wanted. It was very apparent that Michigan was just a much better football team. And I've seen it both sides, guys. I've seen, as a Michigan guy on the other side, where I've seen Michigan State dominate, dominate on both line of scrimmages, offense and defense, better in the secondary, better with skill positions, better at quarterback. I mean, the list goes on and on. Right now, Michigan State is a far less program and team than Michigan. I mean, it's just bottom line. And if you're on the Michigan State side, and, we can talk about fans all day long. Fans are just a little tiny piece of this. We all have things to say, whether we're doing a podcast, whether we're, just fans. In the end, Michigan State's got a lot of things they got to correct, a lot of things they got to fix. It's funny, I'm talking to one of my friends, a big-time Spartan follower, big-time fan, and we kept talking about why are they getting injured all the time? What is the reason for the injuries? At first you say, okay, it's a fluke. They're just, for some reason, guys are getting hurt. But after a while, when the same thing takes place over and over and guys are getting banged up, I mean, Josiah Scott, routine tackle, busts up a shoulder. Was this guy hurt before? I mean, they had mentioned he was hurt. And if he was, I mean, you can't put players at risk, I guess. But I really question in that program, why are guys always getting hurt? What is the reason? Is it a strength and conditioning problem? Look, I don't know. I don't have the answers. But it's a problem. When you look at multiple seasons now of multiple injuries, and then if you don't have good backups, then you got to look right at the coaching staff and at the program and say, are we just not recruiting very well? Urban Meyer is someone who I'm not a huge fan of, made a great point yesterday. With Michigan State in the past, you know, they always recruited the right type of player for their system. They always had really good players. You got guys that were NFL players on that side. And Urban Meyer said, I mean, it was one of the toughest teams he had to play against because they had NFL players. He then begs to ask the question, who's an NFL player on that team right now? And I think it's a valid question. You know, they're 7th or 8th in recruiting this year in the Big Ten. That's not going to cut it. And you got to look at what this program is and where it's going for the future. And you got to have a lot of questions on what are we going to do to get better. You know, a 4-6 football team, just not good enough at Michigan State. They should be better than that. I feel like they have enough talent to be still a team to look out for in that division. Right now, it's just not there. I mean, I think you look at the game last week, you look at how they folded against Illinois. I think there's a lot of games you can look at this year with Michigan State, and you can say, boy, the first quarter, they come out, they play really well. I mean, look at the Ohio State game. They played Ohio State outstanding. They played Ohio State in that first quarter better than anyone could imagine playing them. And they're losing. You know, they're losing at the end of the first quarter. And you're saying to yourself, there's got to be something that they can do better. The coaches have to call a better game. The players do have to execute better. But right now, this is a program that's just not very good. And, you know, I've seen it on the Michigan side. I've seen it with Brady Hoke, where week by week, there's just things that are not getting better. The blocking's not as good as it should be. You can say, hey, we've got all these injuries. Well, where's the backups? Are the backups just not good? Well, the backups are getting hurt. Well, then we got a serious issue with injuries. How do we fix that? I mean, I keep going back to that. You know, after a while, you can make all the excuses you want. But you have to look in the mirror also. You have to look in the mirror and say, what is the problem here? Why are we getting hurt? Why are we not creating enough balance with our depth? And why are we just playing this poorly? So, hey, in the end, let's just be honest. 44-10 is unacceptable in Michigan State. And on the Michigan side, I mean, I think it's very important to note this, that Josh Gattis, who has had struggling moments this year, is a first-year coordinator. I think that we expected him to struggle. I mentioned it with Tyler early on. I thought you were going to see some poor play at the beginning of the season. That was one of the things that I actually was true on. You know, I actually had that prediction correct, which I've had a lot of predictions wrong. I can admit that. I thought they would struggle with a new offense, new system, more of a spread look, more of an RPO look, and they're finally coming along now. It took a little time, but Josh Gattis in this offense looks much better. You know, when you beat your rivals, Michigan State and Notre Dame by a combined score of 99-24, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And, you know, I think that looking forward, this program has a lot to be excited about on the Michigan end. Jim Harbaugh's gotten a lot of slack this year. I think it's warranted because of the hype and expectation, but I think you've got to look at beating your rivals. They're 2-0 against them this year. You've looked at how this team has improved a little bit each week, especially the last four games, and you got to look at the guy who's running the program and say, he's doing a pretty good job. He's doing a good job. This team is improving. They've gotten better. Their offensive line seems more comfortable in this system. They're running the right stuff. You know those lateral passes or bubble screen passes, is what this team wants to do. Quick hitting plays, quick passes. Give your offensive line just a little bit of time to hold the line. You know, give Patterson a little bit of time. Patterson needed to be better. He has been. And they're not turning the football over. And that's the key. When you don't turn the football over, you can extend drives with first downs. You can have big plays. You know, hey, Mark D'Antonio says it all the time. We didn't have enough big plays. We gave up too many big plays. That was critical. And you can say about controlling clock, you can say field position, you can say all those things are important, but you got to have big plays. You got to get guys in the right spots. And Josh Gattis in that offense is putting guys in the right position. They're getting the ball to guys who can make plays. And this is an offense that looks really good right now. I thought Don Brown and the defense, they settled down after the first quarter. Really, Michigan State was moving the ball very well in that first quarter. And then, you know, the Wolverine defense settled down, did what they needed to do, got after Lewerke, made it difficult for him, stopped the run. I think they gave up 60-some yards on the ground, which is outstanding. Brian Lewerke threw for only 166 yards. That's outstanding. And just a all-out team effort for Michigan, a big win. And now we look forward. What do you expect now? You know, listening to Mark D'Antonio's presser, he did say some great stuff. Hey, we got to move forward. Michigan State's got to win two games and get to a bowl game. And that's what it is for them. I mean, it's basically what it is. You got to find a way to win two more games, go to a bowl game, find some success at the end of the year. I think for Michigan State, it's a two-game season. Got to win, get to a bowl game, win that bowl game, and then start looking for the future. And the future of Michigan State is very uncertain right now. What are you going to do with the coaches? Are you going to make changes? And they need to. They need to make changes. They need to do some things differently. They have to recruit better. They have to upgrade the stadium. I mean, there's a lot of things on that end in East Lansing that need to improve. And if they don't improve, you can't expect anything much better. You just can't. This is a very competitive conference, an incredibly competitive division. I mean, you look at Ohio State. I mean, come on. They recruit well. They've got great players. They've got great coaches. It's going to be hard to beat them no matter what. But then you look at Penn State and how well they recruit. You look at their facilities. You look at their fan base. There's a lot of excitement there. You got to compete against that. You got to compete in your own state against a program that has a lot of hype, where a lot of players want to play there. You know, a program that wants to beat you because you've earned that. You've earned the situation where Michigan treats you like a very big rival, maybe their biggest rival. And you've got three teams in your own division where if you don't recruit well, you don't coach well, you're not winning those games. And then you have to go against teams in, like Wisconsin on the other side who recruit well as well. They're a physical team. They are well coached. And you look at up-and-coming teams like Minnesota who have a young coach like P.J. Fleck who's going to recruit well. They've upgraded facilities. They're doing the right things too. You look at teams like Illinois who have gotten better. You look at Indiana who have gotten better. And you say to yourself, we are better be real careful or this thing could not only get worse but could be catastrophic on the football side. And that's just the bottom line, guys. I mean, we can complain and we can say all these things. We can make excuses. We can do whatever we want to do. You know, anybody can say anything. But the bottom line is it's a competitive division. It's a tough conference. And you better bring it every day because people are coming. And then let me add, Nebraska still is a team you got to recruit against. And really, you know, someone posted something. It was, I think it was an article in the Free Press. I'm not going to name the individual. But the big thing with Michigan State is you're recruiting against now teams like Cincinnati, where you're going against kids in Ohio who maybe want to go to Cincinnati instead of Michigan State. And that's a big deal. That's your neighboring state. Where you're competing to get kids who maybe want to go to Pitt. They want to go to Cincinnati. They want to go to other schools besides Michigan State. And that's a problem. You know, where Michigan State was getting a lot of really good Ohio kids who weren't getting recruited by Ohio State, and they got them over Michigan because Michigan's done a really good job of recruiting Ohio, obviously. You're recruiting in state against Michigan. When you put on that performance and you lose that bad and you look like you can't compete against that school, that hurts recruiting in your own state big time. You know, Michigan State had 56 kids from the state of Michigan on that roster yesterday. Michigan had 48. Now you're looking at the best kids in Michigan, probably are looking more at Michigan. So, hey, we'll see what happens. There's a lot that could change. I mean, let's not get carried away. It's still only one game, but things can change quickly in the world of college football. We've seen it on the Michigan end. We've seen how Michigan State has out-recruited them, outplayed them, out-coached them. And right now, Michigan has turned that around. On Michigan's end, look, two-game season also. Indiana is playing really good right now. They competed at a high level against Penn State on the road. They have really done well against Michigan in the past. They've been close wins for Michigan. They've got a veteran team. They've got a good running back. They've got a good backup quarterback who has been around Peyton Ramsey for a while. Michigan has to play a very, very good game to win. And you can't look ahead to Ohio State. You've got to look at what you have in Indiana. You've got to continue to get better. And you've got to play outstanding football on the road next week against Indiana. And I expect that. I expect them to beat Indiana. And then you got the big one. You got Ohio State. And it's going to be a really interesting 2 weeks, guys. It really is. Ohio State's got Penn State and Michigan to end. I think that, You know, the amazing thing for Ohio State is they haven't had any competition. That can be good and bad. Now there's going to be some competition for them. You got Penn State and Michigan. But on the Michigan end, you've got to prepare the next 2 weeks better than you ever have. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to see what happens. I want to end with the Harbaugh thing. You know, I posted something earlier on my page about Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I think we've all been pretty hard on him. It's difficult when there's a lot of hype behind a program. You expect to win the Big Ten. You expect all these things. Jim Harbaugh has done a very good job. And I posted something earlier, and I want people to realize this, especially on the Michigan end. When you look at 3 of the 4 years Harbaugh has been at Michigan, that last game against Ohio State, if they win that game, they're either winning their division outright or at least tying that division. In 2016 and 18, they win that game. They outright win the Big Ten East. And as much as, hey, we don't want to celebrate tying your division, they did tie in the division last year. They lose to Ohio State. They don't get to go to Indy. But there's 10-win seasons with this program. Jim Harbaugh has done a good job. You want more. I guess you maybe expect more. But in the end, you got to look at what it is. You got to look at the whole grand scheme of things and realize he's done a very good job. You know, he's 47-15 as a coach there. And you got to also say, we could be the program and team in East Lansing. You know, and that's just what it is. I mean, it could always be worse, right? It could be better, but it could certainly be worse. And Jim Harbaugh's done a good job. I think Josh Gattis is finally coming into his own. And this program's on the upswing. And in a world of everything's trending up or down, their football program is trending up. So a big win, 44-10. You know, you beat your rivals down like that at home in front of your fans, something that hasn't been done since 2012. Michigan hasn't beaten Michigan State at home. It was a very exciting thing for Michigan fans, for Michigan players, and the Michigan coaches. And, yeah, the Michigan media. The people in the media certainly had a lot of things to say about this game, about these two teams, and Michigan looked outstanding. So you move along. You move along. Michigan's got Indiana, obviously, coming up. Got to win that game. Just got to. Tyler will be on the recap tomorrow. We'll talk more about this game. We'll talk a little bit more about basketball. Michigan has started off undefeated 3-0. They haven't played anybody yet. They got a couple big games coming up. I know when you got Oregon and you got Louisville coming up pretty soon, you better get better. They got to improve quick because they got a tougher schedule coming up. Obviously, Michigan State, huge win over Seton Hall. They played very well. You know, young kids played well. Cassius Winston was outstanding. Again, we'll break that down more as well. Again, Trouble with the Snap podcast. Again, 44-10, Michigan winners over Michigan State in the backyard brawl. We'll talk more tomorrow, recap the game. Hey, thanks for tuning in.